variety of American agricultural products. From Beijing, CBS's Anna Corrin.
The tariffs include 15% on U.S. chicken, wheat and corn, and 10% on products like soybeans, pork, beef and fruit. Well, this is in response to the now 20% blanket tariffs President Trump placed on all Chinese goods.
And the Canadian province of Ontario has now placed tariffs on electricity it supplies to three states. Here's CBS's Chris Mavridis in Toronto.
Ontario's premier reached out to the governors of Michigan, New York, and Minnesota over the weekend to tell them he was going through with the 25% surcharge until President Trump scraps his tariffs completely. If that continues next month, not only is Ontario threatening to completely shut off the power it sells to the U.S., but the province is now considering stockpiling the nickel it sells to the U.S. military and aerospace industry.
On Air Force One, President Trump said he believes tariffs will succeed in the long run and help the American economy.
Of course you hesitate. Who knows? All I know is this. We're going to take in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs. And we're going to become so rich, you're not going to know where to spend all that money.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the administration's purge of USAID programs is now complete. He says 83% of the agency's programs have been eliminated. The remainder will be moved to the State Department. Immigration agents have arrested a Palestinian activist who helped lead last year's student encampment protest at Columbia University in New York City. CBS's Michael George says the Department of Homeland Security isn't saying why Mahmoud Khalil is in custody.
The department didn't provide any information on charges or any alleged crimes. Khalil's attorney also told the Associated Press that ICE agents allegedly threatened to arrest Khalil's wife, an American citizen who's 8 months pregnant.
A 20-year-old student from the University of Pittsburgh has gone missing in the Dominican Republic after spring break. Authorities say Sadiq Shu Konaki was last seen walking on a beach. This Pitt student recently returned from the DR.
I hope she gets found soon. I think people were concerned because who would think it would be a girl from Pitt?
A new survey finds most of us keep our primary checking account at the same bank for years. Here's Bankrate's Ted Rossman.
The mistake is if you're using the same account year after year and it no longer suits you well. Maybe there are no longer convenient bank branches, or maybe you're being charged high monthly fees. It's good to shop around once in a while.
Stock futures are down sharply at this hour, which could mean yet another day of heavy losses for investors on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Eichelman Park in Kenosha has reopened after being temporarily closed when a body was found near the rocks along Lake Michigan yesterday. Police are investigating and say they plan to release more information soon. A speeding driver crashed into a car carrying five racine teenagers at a red light early Sunday, leaving all hospitalized. That includes a 17-year-old in critical condition. The alleged offending driver, Salvador Coronado, has previous convictions. He was reportedly going over 90 at the time of the crash. A listening session about Racine's fire department referendum will take place tomorrow. The Humboldt Park Community Center is the location where people will be talking about the $1.5 million ask to hire more EMTs and paramedics. You can learn more right now about the request for more money at RacineCountyEye.com. The annual Racine County Public Health Report will be discussed tonight. The Racine County Health and Human Development Committee will hear the health update. The meeting is open to the public with an online option available. And Governor Tony Evers is visiting UW Parkside today. He's trying to highlight his $856 million proposal for the UW system. Today's event will focus on Wiley Hall renovations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose to the Cavaliers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cavaliers beat the Bucks 112-100 at Fiserv Forum. Cleveland has now won 14 games in a row. How did Milwaukee measure up? Doc Rivers.
Honestly, I look at the game, guys, and they scored a bunch down the stretch, but defensively, we were good enough to win the game. Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough to win the game tonight.
college basketball, the Badgers learn they'll face either Minnesota or Northwestern in the Big Ten tournament Thursday afternoon in Indianapolis. The Badgers upset by Penn State over the weekend. It's Marquette against Xavier at Madison Square Garden on Thursday in the Big East tournament. And the Badgers women's basketball team head coach, Marissa Mosley, has stepped down after four losing seasons in Madison. NFL, Davante Adams headed to the L.A. Rams. The 32-year-old receiver will sign a two-year deal worth nearly $46 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15 this morning, 10 to 20 by later this afternoon. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. 41 our low. Tomorrow's high, 43. It'll be partly cloudy, but we'll be back in the 50s to 60s later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
WRJN. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. It's Monday.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I hear her voice. on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
To the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. the other side. I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you all is leading to, I want to make it with you. I really think that we could make it, girl. No, you don't know me well, and every little thing only time will. You believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long, love can be right or wrong, and if I chose the one I make it with you. I really think that we could make it, girl.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Coming up, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget about half an hour from now. A song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. And this one, if this does this sound familiar? It's a discussion between a liberal and a conservative. You'll want to listen to the words on this one. It's coming on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated one- and two-bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Sit home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, getting you through your Monday, one song at a time, one really good song at a time.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just her, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Mary Hill loved to ride on the merry-go-round. All the guys got eager eyes watching Mary go round. In the daytime, Mary Hill, such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Oh, Mary Hill sure was fun down in Cherry Hill Park, playing games with everyone till way after dark.
Cherry Hill Park. Said, come on, honey, and she said, okay. She went away to play a one-man game.
Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. To make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and snow-crested brown, without no sleep or night, so workers, the child of a mountain, she'll be a true love of mine. Strands and polishes of gun, she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle mill of blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Timeless hits, WRJN, Simon and Garfunkel, A Gentle Song. And I liked that song before it was included in The Graduate, but that did it for me. That's one of my all-time favorite songs because of that. Let's get you up to speed now, because there's a lot going on out there. Here's Stuart J. Waddles keeping track of it all with this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Investigators say the 15-year-old Racine County boy charged with killing his mother last week took 9 pills of his brother's anxiety medication and had watched a Menendez Brothers documentary before the incident. Reed Galinsky had a second hearing late last week where details about the horror were unveiled. Galinsky is being charged as an adult but being held in juvenile detention on $1 million bond. Bernie on Friday, Tony on Monday. Governor Evers is at UW Parkside today touting his proposed investments in the UW system. A statement says he'll outline his administration's plans for renovating and modernizing campus infrastructure. The local visit will focus on the Wiley Hall renovation. Evers wants to use $856 million in tax dollars to improve the UW system. Thousands packed the arena on campus Friday for a rally with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. How is Racine County feeling? We'll find out tonight when a county board committee gets together. The annual public health report for Racine County will be discussed during a gathering of the Health and Human Development Committee. To hear the diagnosis, you can be a part of the meeting early this evening. There is an online option. Other agenda items include an update on opioid-related issues. The Humboldt Park Community Center in Racine will host a listening session tomorrow regarding one of the referendums. This chat is about the fire department referendum seeking $1.5 million to hire more help in the rescue EMT area. It starts at 5:30 tomorrow. To learn more about the event and the referendum, check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15 this morning, 10 to 20 by later this afternoon. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. 41 our low. Tomorrow's high, 43. It'll be partly cloudy, but we'll be back in the 50s to 60s later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Bunch of nice guys these guys are. They're the Buckinghams out of suburban Chicago on WRJN.
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me? Instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you?
said that you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone, without a girl of my own. Can't you see? You're hurting me. Don't you
Yeah.
Blues, timeless hits, WRJN, the Raspberries, Please Go All the Way. The funny thing about that song, it didn't strike me until decades after it came out that it's the girl singing Please Go All the Way to the guy. That was different. Why didn't I catch that? Stick around, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a discussion between a liberal and a conservative. Coming up in music, 1972 was the year for the discussion. It's on the way on WRJN.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh coffee at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Plus, here's a deal to perk you up. If you stop in and subscribe to the Just Brew It newsletter, you'll enjoy 15% off every order in March. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just stopping by for a cozy cup, be part of the spring festivities at Just Brew It. Fresh, local, delicious. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Hey, Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD School Board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD School Board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan. Andre Scamma, Treasurer.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's open up the vault door. What do you say? For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while and deserves to be. And this song from autumn of 1972. What was one of the big issues in the country and the world in 1972? It was the Vietnam War. And there were many sides to it. There was the liberal side and the conservative side. Just two of the sides that were debating the issue. How did we debate it before social media? We put it in a song. A song called Dialogue by Chicago. This is the short version because that's the way it was played on the radio in the fall of 72. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm trying.
As a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further a few more years or so. I also
Between a conservative and a liberal. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for this morning here on WRJN. Another nugget coming up, a little less political, this afternoon at 1:45-ish on WRJN.
You
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We're into high school basketball tournament action. We've got a great game lined up Thursday night. Whitnall at Waterford, 6:30 on WRJN.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Seen a lot of plates in Memphis, pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on burning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, 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 rolling on the river.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
get me gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz on Wall Street. About 30 minutes into the trading day, stocks are dropping following last week's decline, the sharpest in 6 months. The CEO